We have the incredible schos this Shabbos and Sunday to be able to welcome and to celebrate the arrival of Chodesh Elul. And I want to spend just a few moments speaking about the power of this month, because I think that sometimes the month gets a little bit misunderstood. Some people think that the avodah of Chodesh Elul is fear, is pachad, is yira, judgment, din. But the truth is, when one delves a little bit more into the svarim, one begins to see that Chodesh Elul, this month of Elul, really has its own unique and distinct identity. Whereas there is judgment on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aseres Simei Tshuva, even through Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, Shmini Atzeres, Chodesh Elul is different. This month is a different type of avodah, a different type of atmosphere. And I want to share with you an incredible insight by the Baal HaTanya. The Baal HaTanya, Reb Shneur Zalman of Liadi, writes the following. He illustrates the power of Elul with a mashal. A parable. Mashal HaMelech Shekodim Ba'o Le'ir Yodzim Anshe Ha'ir Likrasom Mekablon Panav Besadeh Ve'az Rashoim Kol Mi Sherotze Lotzeis Lahakbil Panav V'u Mekabal Espan Kulam Besever Panim Yafas U'mare Panim Shohal Kos Lakulam. So there was a king, and the king every year wanted to get to see his subjects. So what would he do? He would go out into the field, and the king was out in the field amongst the people. And because the king was out of the environs of the palace, because he was out and about in the field, anyone who wanted to see the king could come and see the king. Anyone who wanted the company of the king, to bask in the presence of the king, to get a bracha from the king, to give shalom to the king, had unfettered access. The king was in the field, outside of the palace. And the king was happy to see his subjects, and the subjects were happy to see the king. But at some point in time, the king has to leave the field. He goes back to the palace. When the king is in the palace, then the rules are different. When the kings are in the palace, then you can't come before the king without explicit permission. And even then, even with permission, not everybody goes to see the king in the palace. Even with permission, it's only a distinct few who have the privilege to go and to be in the presence of the king. Yotzin lahakbil orponav yisparach basodeh. Says the Baal HaTanya, the month of Elul is the month of Melech basodeh. The king is in the field. Ubechodesh Tishrei, hamelech kivar nimtza beheichal malchuso. In the month of Tishrei, the king is already found in his palace. What is the Baal HaTanya trying to teach us? I think he's teaching us an incredibly profound and powerful yisod. We all know about the month of Tishrei. That's when the king sits in his palace, Chodesh Baruch Hu sits in his palace, and he sits on the throne. And not any throne, but the throne of din, the throne of justice, the throne of judgment. HaMelech HaMishpat. HaMelech HaKodesh. He's the king. And because he's the king, we come before him, we supplicate before him. We go to the palace to beseech him, to ask him for mercy, to ask him for kindness. That's Yamim Noraim. What's Chodesh Elul, says the Baal HaTanya? Melech Basodeh. The king is in the field. Before the king sits on the throne of judgment, the king wants to come to see his subjects, he wants to come to see his children. In this month of Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves the palace, and he comes to us. In this month of Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to spend time with us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see our beautiful faces, our beautiful smiles, our luminescent souls. In this month of Elul, this is HaMelech Basodeh. The king is in the field. All of Yomim Noraim is us trying to lift ourselves up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point that on Yom Kippur, we become more malachim, we become more angelic than man. That just as Moshe Rabbeinu went up on Har Sinai during these days, we push ourselves to, during Yomim Noraim, ultimately to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And during Chodesh Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us. The Melech is Basoda. The king is in the field. The king is in our homes. The king is in our hearts. The king is in our lives. We don't have to go anywhere to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Kamurosh Chodesh Elul, for the month of Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us. Which gives us a brand new lease on Chodesh Elul. This month is not about sittering, it's not about shaking in your boots, and it's not about Hashamnu, Bagadnu, it's not about Sli, it's not about Vidu, it's not about confession, Slichas will come. It's not even about reckoning your Averis, figuring out what you've done wrong, and doing tshuva. Chodesh Elul is an opportunity to reinvigorate and strengthen your relationship with Hashem. So many times we have such a harsh view of the Yomim Noraim that the Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to come and he's going to patch us and he's going to punish us. Moshe loves us. He loves us more than we could ever imagine. Any parent knows how much they love our child, their child. No matter how much you love your child, no matter how much, Kaddish Baruch Hu loves us more. V'harayah, the proof, Chodesh Elo, before Din, before judgment comes, Kaddish Baruch Hu says, let's spend some time together. Let's get reacquainted, because over the year, maybe we drifted apart. Over the year, maybe we went in different directions. Over the year, you got busy with your life, and maybe, just maybe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you didn't remember me. So the king says, I'm coming to see you. HaMelech Basada. The king is in the field. And if you listen closely, you'll hear his footsteps. And if you listen closely, you'll hear him calling your name. And if you listen closely, you'll hear him running after you. Because more than we desire our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He desires one with us. This month of Elul is our opportunity to reinvigorate our relationship with Hashem, to go ahead and bolster our relationship with Hashem, to identify the areas of weakness and repair them, to identify that which is going great and amplify it. But my dear friends, comes tomorrow night, comes Shabbos Kodesh, Rosh Chodesh Elul, HaMelech Basada. The king is coming to us. The king is running after us. The king is in the field. And if the king is coming to see us, may we be zochem yiratz Hashem to take advantage of this golden opportunity, to take advantage of this closeness. When he calls our name, answer the call. Say, my father, my God, I missed you. I may have drifted away over the course of the year, but thank you so much for coming to find me. Thank you so much for coming to see me. And I look forward to using this month, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, to grow closer to one another. May we be zocha to greet the Melech Basada and prepare ourselves, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, for a ksiva v'chasima tova.